The old time radio era, sometimes referred to as the golden age of radio, was an era during which radio was the dominant home entertainment medium. Families regularly gathered around to tune into their favorite programs. Enjoy today's special nostalgic broadcast as Project Independence in You presents the old time radio.
Mr. District Attorney, starring David Bryan. Mr. District Attorney, champion of the people, defender of truth, guardian of our fundamental rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
And it shall be my duty as District Attorney not only to prosecute to the limit of the law all persons accused of crimes perpetrated within this county, but to defend with equal vigor the rights and privileges of all its citizens.
And now, here is our star, David Bryan, as Hall Garrett, Mr. District Attorney.
A district attorney is not only a prosecutor, he's an educator. It's part of the job to teach citizens that small crimes can lead to big ones. And even the seemingly insignificant laws have their purpose, like the law against hitchhiking. This story starts with a hitchhiker. I wish it had ended there.
Looking for a ride?
Yeah.
All right, come on, hop in. Like I saw you on the highway this time of the night. Edward City?
Yeah. Farm truck dropped me back there by the turnoff.
Huh? How far do we have to go?
Oh, about 20 miles. You a stranger around here?
Uh-huh. Salt Lake City. Salesman.
What kind of business?
Salt. Oh, I'm tired. Driving all day.
Nice car.
Thanks.
You must have a pretty good job. Good money.
Taxes, wife and a couple of kids. Money doesn't go very far. And not bad, though.
I know the roads around here.
Oh?
If you're tired, I can drive.
Would you mind?
No. Pull up.
Yeah, I'll slide over. You get out and come on around.
No. You get out.
Just as easy for it. What's that?
Just what it looks like. A gun. I need money, mister, and you got it.
Why, you little punk. Put that thing away and get out of the car or I'll slap you right in the face. Do you hear me?
Yeah. I heard you.
Oh!
I heard you. Hero.
Finish this ride without you.
Well, there's the body, Chief. Under that sheet.
Where was he found, Harry?
About 11 miles out in the state highway. Must have been dumped out of a car.
Shot five times. One through the neck or through the chest. Large caliber, too.
45s.
Any identification on him?
No, not a thing, Chief. Whoever killed him, we moved all his clothes except shirt, shorts, and necktie. And a pack of cigarettes that were in the shirt pocket. It's all right there at the table.
Laundry mark on the shirt might help. Medical examiner say how long he's been dead?
Since 3 or 4 o'clock this morning.
And these cigarettes, were they on him?
Yeah. Why, the hell did he?
They might. Look at this. State of Utah tax stamp.
Oh? What do you get from that?
Utah's a long way from here. It isn't likely that one pack of cigarettes could have lasted the entire trip. It's more probable that this pack is part of a carton he had with him.
Hmm. You mean he might have lived in Utah?
Have photostats made of that laundry mark. Get it off on a wire photo to all Utah law enforcement agencies.
How about photos of the body, too, for identification?
Yeah.
You don't think he could have been on the road, do you? Walking, hitchhiking?
No, I don't think so. That shirt and tie are too good. They're too new for a hobo.
District Attorney's office.
Mr. Garrett, Miss Miller.
Yes, Mr. Garrett?
I want you to call the police lab and have them send a photographer to the morgue room of the receiving hospital at once.
Morgue room, yes, sir.
Also notify the highway patrol, the county sheriff's office, and all city police units to be on the lookout for all cars bearing Utah license plates. Interview the drivers, check the cars for firearms.
I understand, Mr. Garrett.
I'm on my way back to the office now.
Are you looking for a Utah car on the basis of that tax stamp?
He might have been in his own car. I figure this man was murdered by a traveling companion or a hitchhiker.
Yeah, must have been a fool to pick up a hitchhiker, especially at night.
Yes, a fool. But the trouble with fools is most of them are nice people. And I don't like to see them murdered.
Well, if the killer did take that car, he might be out of the county with it by now, out of the state even. Had lots of time for a good head start.
Just the same, the murder was committed here. I don't care where we have to go to find him, so long as we do find him and bring him back.
That all you're going to eat, son?
I ain't hungry, I tell you, Ma.
Did it feed you good and everything in the army?
Yeah. Yeah, everything's fine.
How long are they going to let you stay home? Is it a furlough? Is that what they call it?
Yeah, but it's just for a day or two.
Oh, I don't like the way you're looking. You're so thin and nervous.
Ma, will you leave me alone? When's Pop coming home?
He ought to be here for lunch in a minute. He worries about you, Lenny. So do I. Way in the army, never right.
Oh, will you can it? I'm not a baby. I'm 23 years old.
If he can't be nice to me, at least be nice to him when he gets in. He's not a young man anymore, and he works hard.
In that railroad tower? He sleeps half the time.
I don't know why you didn't wear your uniform home. Would have been nice for the neighbors to see.
I don't want a bunch of neighbors down my neck. I don't even want them to know I'm here.
All right, Lenny. But...
what's that?
That must be him now, putting the car in the garage.
Ma, look. Let me see him alone.
What?
You said he'd be surprised. Well, let me surprise him. Go upstairs or something.
All right. But be nice to him, Lenny.
Okay, okay. But go upstairs. May? I'm home. May?
Hello.
It's you.
Yeah.
It's me.
The soldier boy.
What do you mean?
Where's your mother?
Upstairs.
You know what I mean. She doesn't, but I do. I got the letter from the army. Desert her. Are you crazy?
Not crazy enough not to get out when I got fed up.
Just like that, huh?
I'm sick of having nothing. What'll I get out of it anyway?
He was learning a good trade.
Sure, to be stuck in some rotten job all my life. Like you in that railroad tower. It's like a jail.
Except you can come and go when you wanna.
There are easier ways to make a living. Look, Pop. I didn't come home to argue with you. I brought you a present. Some smokes. Almost 2 cartons.
Thanks. Why did your mother go up? Is she crying?
Nah. I just wanted to see you alone.
What did you come for? Money?
No, I got a couple of $100. I've been working around.
What do you want, Lenny?
Well, with the army and everything after me, I thought you might help me out. I've been thinking of going to Mexico. Maybe get a freight out of here. One going close to the border.
It ain't only the army, is it, Lenny? You're in some other kind of trouble.
No, that's all. Now, Pop, you can help me. Put me in a boxcar. You know where they go.
Why don't you go back and turn yourself in? Maybe if you went back on your own...
I can't. They got it in for me, Pop. They always push me around. You gonna help me, or do you want them to find me and lock me up?
I'll help you, but not for your sake. If it wasn't for your mother, I'd let him take you. I'd send for him to come and get you. When can I get a train? There's a hot shot freight tomorrow morning. Leaves at 3 a.m. I can't stay around home until then. Look, I'll go down to the yards and wait.
Those hot shots don't stop. It'll be 4 days. The cars will be sealed. You'll need food.
Mark can fix something for me to take. You can bring it to the yards tonight.
All right. You remember the old spur near the tower?
Yeah.
A couple of old boxes and flats there. I'll meet you there tonight around 12.
Thanks, Pop. Thanks.
Wait a minute. You leave this house without saying goodbye to your mother, and I'll do what I should have done years ago. Now get upstairs. Go ahead, get upstairs and break her heart again.
Here it is, Mr. Garrett. Talkeye from Salt Lake City Chief of Police. The murdered man's name was Roger Bradley, traveling salesman for the White Desert Salt Company.
Is the identification positive?
Yes. Pictures, laundry mark, everything. Police there traced the laundry mark. Bradley's wife made the final identification from the wire photos.
Married, huh?
Yes. Two children, too.
And he left there alone?
Driving his own car.
And that's the one we're looking for.
It's almost brand new. Bought it 3 months ago. Here's the make and license number, body style, and color.
Hello, Chief.
Hello, Harrington. We just got a report. Hasn't the Highway Patrol or the Sheriff's Office got anything on a Utah car yet?
Nope. Only three they found so far were family groups.
There's one other thing on this report, Mr. Garrett. A list of all the clothing the victim was carrying on this trip. It's a pretty complete description.
Yeah, Harrington, I want you to take this list and comb every pawn shop and secondhand store in town.
Mm-hmm.
See if any of it's been sold or pawned today. We need a description to go on. I can't understand why nobody's seen the car, though.
Yeah, well, the killer in the car, probably 500 miles from here by now. Couldn't sell it safely. Just took it to run with.
Surrounding states have all been alerted. He must have gotten frightened. Ditched it someplace. Miss Miller.
Yes, sir?
I want a more thorough search of the rural areas out of town. Side roads, gullies, any place where an abandoned car might be hidden. Harrington, you come with me.
Well, where are we going?
Secondhand stores on Skid Row. We'll check some of them ourselves.
Well, why secondhand stores instead of pawn shops?
Because I don't think our killer wanted to sign a pawn ticket. Not with the kind of merchandise he signed.
Hello? Just a minute, Mr. Garrett. Yes, I see. Where? Well, I'll tell him right away, thanks.
What was it, Miss Miller?
Radio division. Patrol car called in. They think they found the car you're looking for.
Where?
Abandoned road under an old railroad trestle.
The car have Utah license plates?
They don't know.
Oh, the killer might have stripped the place to avoid identification.
Get a fingerprint crew out there.
Well, that won't do any good, Mr. Garrett. That's why they can't even tell about the plates.
Why can't they tell?
Because what they found is all blackened and too hot to touch yet. The car's been burned.
Brand new car? Why would he do a thing like that?
To destroy evidence and cover his trail. Well, there's one thing he won't destroy, and that's the thing I want most.
What?
The killer himself. This is David Bryan. Before we continue with Mr. District Attorney in the case of the murderous hitchhiker, here's an important message I'd like you to hear.